This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and EM room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers and men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to see. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Kyle, hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. There's a whole bunch of people don't want you to know that. Well, Kyle, we got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. It's Dennis in Sarasota. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning. God bless you.
Thanks, yes, sir. What's on your mind, sir?
I meet you several times at the True Guys Gun Shows.
Right.
We talked a little bit.
Yep.
I really admire you a lot. I was in the Navy.
Yep.
From 1969 to 1975.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in three hospitals in the United States: Great Lakes Naval Hospital, Philadelphia Naval Hospital, and Naples Naval Hospital.
Right.
I worked in the OR. Fortunately, all the guys that are coming back to Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
shrapnel, amputees,
yep.
And burns.
Yeah.
Anyway, right now, my son-in-law is active duty Army. He is stationed at Fort Huachuca, southern Arizona.
Yep, know where that is.
Army intelligence.
Right on the border almost. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. He asked me the other day if I believe there was an insurrection, and if I believed in Trump. And if I said yes to any of those, he cannot talk with me anymore, and he can't be associated with me because I'm a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Well, what's going on is the Army is trying to purge anybody that has been conservative, that supported Trump. They believe the insurrection happened because of Donald Trump, and that is officially what's going on right now. My son has to be very quiet about what's going on because he's up for a promotion that he may not get, which may force him to retire after 28 years in the Marine Corps.
Well, where's your son, Marine Corps? What's his rating?
06. Colonel.
06 Colonel.
He's up for a star, but he may not get it because yours truly, the conservative talk radio host at night, is very conservative, very Trump, very American, and they don't want that. They're trying to get rid of that in the military. Now, every president we've had, and then I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time in the segment. Every president we've had, going back to Bill Clinton in one way or another, has tried to purge the military to their way of thinking. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. When I was in the Navy between 69 and 75, we didn't pay attention to any of that stuff. We just did our job and tried to save our fellow comrades.
Okay.
In the emergency room.
Yep. All right, well, Dennis, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to run out of time, but I will be at the Largo Event Center this weekend, the gun show in Largo, Largo Event Center. I'll be there Saturday till 3 p.m. If you can make it, I'll see you there.
You're a good American, sir. God bless you.
Amen. All right, Kyle, you know what we're talking about there.
Well, yes, exactly.
And they are doing exactly that. This administration, the Obama administration, remember Stanley McChrystal?
Yep.
What do you think happened to him?
What was that?
He said something at a party in Paris, France, that never should have gotten back to anybody, and it was not necessarily bad or detrimental about the President Obama, but it was bad enough to where that was it, gone.
Right. Well, the larger, you know, the big picture of the idea of purging people out of the military because of what their political thought process might be. This is really Orwellian to a great degree.
They are trying to say that there was an insurrection by Trump supporters at the January 6th Washington, D.C. event. That is not true because we now have evidence that it was people that were there to fire up the crowd. One of them made $90,000 off a video he sold to CNN and MSNBC so they could play it, and he took a video of how he was trying to stir up the crowd and all that. He actually went in there and camouflaged with a Trump hat on. Do you know that?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then he got dressed up in his Antifa garb after they got in there because the people all around him initially were not Trump people. They were Antifa. You know how you could tell? Because of what they were wearing. And, oh, by the way, one guy had an Antifa tattoo on his neck, clearly visible.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. But even this went along with the National Guard, didn't it? When they sent the National Guard to Washington.
Yeah, the National Guard was told to stand down, and they did. They were blocks away. They were not ordered to go in. They could have gone in there and stopped everything in its tracks before it got out of line, and they didn't do it.
Well, exactly right. But what Dennis was talking about was, I think, very chilling.
Yeah, and it's true. And it is chilling. But, again, you want to solve the problem? It all starts right here, right now, this moment today. Vote the bums out. Start with the school board. Start with anybody running in all these elections this year, 2021. Send a message right now. Don't wait till next year. Send a message this year. Let them know we don't want what they're selling. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. By the way, that number is terrestrial and internet and satellite listeners combined. So there you go. We know that because we can see the numbers, especially on the internet. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Remember, Auto Glass America, they put the windshield in your vehicle, they get you a lifetime warranty, and they hand you $150, put it right in the palm of your hand when they're done, and you tell them, I sent you. That's what it all starts with. The Captain, Matt Bruce, sent me. So, what you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. And if you're anywhere around Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Remember, the number, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and they'll drop $150 right in the palm of your hand when they get done. All right, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Bingo. All right, well, we've got three stories here coming out of California, and all three of them are important. Sad news to report about the shooting in San Diego. A ninth victim has died, bringing the total to 10, including the shooter who killed himself, whose name we will not mention. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody involved in that horrible tragedy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and San Jose, of course, is where the VTA is, the Valley Transit Authority, and this is where the shootings took place. And a lot of those, the people that worked there, were his victims. And it should be added too that they all came in and worked as essential workers during the pandemic as well. And so, just a very, very sad, tragic story. We don't know all about the motive yet. The shooter actually sent some kind of device, it appears, to burn his house down about an hour or so after he left to go to work earlier this morning.
Hmm. Okay, sounds like some real problems there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the other thing is this DA out of L.A., now he's lost the support of the progressive the progressive liberal DAs in the state of California who are criticizing his efforts and what he's trying to do, and they want to get rid of him and his policies because it's not helping Los Angeles at all.
Well, no. At Los Angeles is just literally spiraling, and because of Gascon, that's the district attorney's name.
Releasing people,
also not wanting to seek the death penalty for appropriate cases, all kinds of things that he is doing that is just upending what we would think of traditionally as what a district attorney would be doing. Alex Villanueva, L.A. County Sheriff, was one of the first to sign a petition for recalling Gascon. And there was a ceremony earlier on Wednesday in downtown Los Angeles to kick all this off. And something else in the mix now, Captain, too, according to reports, it's likely to be confirmed very soon, but what the reports are saying is that the L.A. Mayor Garcetti is going to be appointed to be the ambassador to India by the Biden administration. So he may be getting out of his term about a year early, and that's going to change the dynamic as well in the city of Los Angeles.
Well, we know how this L.A. made it into office. George Soros and one of his organizations dumped a bunch of money into his campaign.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah, and this is all about, we talk about woke, talk about, you know, ultra-progressive, ultra-left. This guy is it.
Yeah. Now, we should point out also that the incoming head of one of California's powerful unions has vowed to run Gavin Newsom out of office.
Yes, that is exactly right, and this is a very, very, very big development. Even though right now, according to some of the reports, 40% of Californians are supporting the recall overall. Again, I think that's going to change as we continue on into the fall. And of course, Gavin Newsom is literally pulling out all the stops. I think trying to make people like him for some reason, because I think they are terrified about this recall effort.
And I know that you're feeling very poor, very bad about AOC saying that she's having psychological problems because she feels that she's been through a war.
Yeah, I saw this the other day where it's talking about what happened on January the 6th and so forth, and quite frankly, I think that her comparison is just not appropriate, and it actually diminishes, of course, what so many of our veterans and soldiers, active duty soldiers, actually have been through.
She says she's been through PTSD.
Well, you know, but
again, and is being treated for it, I might add.
Well, but this, again, you know, it seems like another opportunity to try to, get the brand edge.
Poor me, boo-hoo.
Exactly right.
That's all it is.
Exactly right.
She needs to be voted out of office, and there's further proof. Oh, I can't do my job because I've got PTSD. See ya!
Well, they try to create these big stories, big narratives for themselves.
She just wants to be in the news.
Yes, well, exactly right. Yes.
Okay, now, Border Patrol agents in Texas, and folks, this is huge. Border Patrol agents in Texas have nabbed 10 previously convicted sex offenders crossing the border in 1 week only because they were coming back in because they could under Joe Biden.
And literally, one is too many, let alone 10, and these are the ones that we know about at this point. How many more are there? And, Captain, this total disaster of a policy, it's not a mistake. It's not something that they have even a leg to stand on to say, well, I didn't expect this to happen this way. Not at all. They know exactly what was going to happen. It's a destabilizing factor. They believe it's good for them, and so they let it happen.
Now, there's a high school in California that told the school bank, the class valedictorian, that she could not include certain religious content in her speech.
Yeah, and I think, is this California? I think it might be Michigan. The one story I've seen was in Michigan.
There is one in Michigan, but there's another one in California.
Another one in California as well. Well, again, it certainly begs the question, Captain, do we have free speech or not?
Not in those states.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing. You're going to go to a public high school graduation. You're a private citizen. You have every right to say what you believe. and religiously. The school and the government, I think, has no right to squelch you from saying something that is your personal conviction.
One would think.
Yeah, the separation of church and state was never there to tell people what they can and can't say religiously. It was actually there to keep the government from telling the church what to do.
Yeah.
It's not about the church, people who go to church not being part of government.
Now, there's now strong evidence, folks, for long-lasting immunity for people who have had COVID and survived it, because you have something to celebrate, according to a brand new study, and that is that you're going to have immunity longer than those who just merely went out and got the shot.
See, this is the data that we've been waiting for, and this is, again, one of the things where they said, well, we don't think it really lasts that long.
Yep. And I not only had COVID and didn't know I had it at the time, because it was back in November of 2019, but the fact of the matter is, after I had it, I found out I had the antibodies, and then somebody said, and I've had the antibodies all along because I've been taking an extended regimen of different vitamins the doctor told me to take, and some other things, you know, natural remedies, and everything has kept my blood count where it's supposed to be, and my antibodies have been high. But after this bout with my leg, I've had three antibody shots for the blood infection that was involved with that, and I've also had antibody pills or antibiotics that I'm taking, and I'll guarantee you I must be stuffed up so high on antibodies when they check my blood again on Monday that I'm going to be off the chart.
Probably so.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, Joe Biden's ATF nominee told Senator Ted Cruz, we got into this a little bit, that he supported the AR-15 ban. He also supported the assault rifle, the deadly military-issue assault rifle, AR-15. And again, we said a little bit about this in the first hour, but we didn't say enough because I got people going, who in the what is this guy smoking? Well, he's the guy that said that the ATF had two of their helicopters shot down by the people in Branch Davidian in Texas back in that era.
Yeah, that was like 93, but that didn't happen, though, the way he said it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
There were no helicopters that were shot down ever.
Yeah, and you think that that would be enough to sort of disqualify him from, you know, this kind of thing, but because of how all that panned out.
Yeah.
But he said this, Captain. He said he supports a ban that's been presented in the Senate for the AR-15. He says it's a particularly lethal weapon.
Yep. Yeah, I hear you. Hold on. And then, by the way, he said they had 250 caliber submachine guns on the ground firing at the helicopters overhead. Yeah, sure. Right. No, they didn't. Not at all.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The trade envoys from the U.S. and China had their first conversation Thursday since President Biden took office. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that she and Chinese Vice Premier Liu discussed the Biden administration's worker-centered trade policy and an ongoing review of the U.S.-China trade relationship. Both sides said they looked forward to future discussions. And a new poll shows that a majority of Americans agree with the moves that several states have made in ending enhanced federal unemployment benefits. At least 23 states have announced they would opt out of the federal program that provided an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits. A Quinnipiac poll released Wednesday showed that 54% of Americans believe that ending the extra payments is the right move, with 38% saying it's the wrong thing to do. State officials who have moved to end the benefits argue that the extra payments have contributed to labor shortages. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brook.
All righty, thank you very much, Brooke, from Brook Talks America. We appreciate you doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. And don't forget, MyPillow, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the product code CAPTAIN. That's it, CAPTAIN. And you'll save a boatload of money on all sorts of things because right now they're my premium. MyPillow premium pillows are the lowest price ever. And what shocked the heck out of me was, yep, I ordered a pillow thinking I was going to get one. I saved $40 on the price of the pillow. I wound up with two because they're also doing buy one, get one. And I did not know it. So I got a shock. So there you go. The product code is CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money on whatever you see there. MyPillow.com, CAPTAIN. If you want to give them a call, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. 5459, but that's my pillow. Give them a shot. See what they can do. Help out Mike Lindell. Very nice guy. I've been able to talk to him twice now on the telephone. Very nice guy. He's going to be on my program here at a time of his choosing. So that's coming in the distant future, not too distant future. Okay. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A liberal university assistant dean has defended critical race theory, saying that all white people are racist.
Well, of course, that in and of itself is a racist statement.
Sure.
There's no doubt about that. You know, Captain, this is getting so far out of hand, and it's so destructive, and it is absolutely going to be the end of our existence to a great degree. You know, all white people are not racist. That's obvious. All black people are not racist. All any group you want to say, to make those kinds of blanket statements, it can only be there to try to stir up race hatred. And we are against that. We reject that completely. And it's so unfortunate that you have people who are willing to stoop to those levels.
Yeah, and there's another part of it that nobody's talking about, and that's the fact that Democrats themselves are getting increasingly nervous about the woke culture from some of the reports that are coming out there and some of the polls that are being done internally. The Democrats are saying, hey, man, you're going overboard on this stuff.
Well, we can put it in this context. Remember when all the riots were raging,
yep,
and suddenly there were Democrat Party elite that said, wait a minute, this isn't polling well anymore. This is not good for us. This is going to bite us. We got to try to tamp this down. And so I think the word went out about that. Well, very similar here. People are having, they've had enough of the woke culture stuff. They don't want to be preached to anymore. In other words, they're not the people that the woke culture is saying that they are. And so they've had it. And it's going to reflect at the ballot box. It's going to reflect on what people do, how they spend their hard-earned money for entertainment tickets and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, the Biden administration has come out now with their hand out asking for $1.2 billion for what they're calling border infrastructure, which includes migrant care. And the reason they're saying they need that money and why they need migrant care was because the Trump administration left the cupboard dry. There was just nothing there, nowhere for them to stay, no supplies, none of this, none of that. Well, Joe, it was because we weren't letting them in.
Well, exactly. And again, you see, it's not a mistake that they opened the borders the way that they did.
No.
That wasn't a mistake. It wasn't like, oh, now we just kind of caught, and there wasn't a whole lot of stuff there. Because, of course, the policy wasn't to have people come into the country illegally the way that's happening right now. So that's simply a way of, again, deflecting what they're really doing in terms of destabilization and simply blame it back on Trump. Oh, Trump did this and Trump did that, and people go, okay, great, and the media runs with it.
Now, I want to commend Fox News Media and anybody from that outfit that's listening to me or will hear this podcast. They have donated $40,000, Fox News Media, $40,000 to veteran and media-focused nonprofits for their Proud American series. Kudos to them for doing that.
Yep, yeah, here, here. Kudos.
Yep. I heard about that, and again, I know Pete Hegseth has something to do with that because he's the host of that series, so there you go. Pete's a good friend of mine. I knew him when he was with, the veterans group, Concerned Veterans for America. There you go. Anyway, Senator Rand Paul, and I guess maybe we should make this a little Fauci segment. Let me just get this ready. Let me put this up there. Let's see. Little Dr. Fauci segment coming up right now. There we go. Little Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul went back at it again. I love it when those two get together, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's very good.
They went at it again. Little Dr. Fauci said, Rand Paul said that Little Dr. Fauci should have to testify about the Wuhan money given to China by the NIH.
Well, sure, and why shouldn't he? Because Dr. Fauci doesn't even seem to know exactly what happened.
And he said they didn't give any money.
Yeah, but his story changes on everything all the time. And I like what Rand Paul said. He said the bottom line is he, meaning Fauci, can't investigate himself. And so, yeah, they definitely want him to come in and testify to the panel.
And we mentioned Alan Dershowitz earlier. We'll mention it again. He made a statement yesterday about CNN, and of course Jeff Bezos announced that he's leaving, and he's probably leaving at a good time, because CNN is quaking in their boots over Cuomo, and even Jeff Bezos is now saying they made a big mistake allowing Cuomo to be involved and interview his brother about this scandal and stuff that was going on.
Yeah, and to advise him, evidently, on reaction to all of the allegations.
Yeah. Now, this is a really good one, and I really appreciate this, and I can't wait to see Mark Cuban try to get out of this one. You know there's going to be a lawsuit over it, but Texas lawmakers have finally passed the bill requiring the national anthem to be played by all pro sports teams and anybody having a sporting event, whether it's high school, college, or professional. All sporting events in the state of Texas will have to play the national anthem before it starts.
Well, and what were we told, back just a few short months ago? Well, it's divisive. The national anthem is divisive. And, of course, a lot of this started with the kneeling during the anthem and so forth.
They were playing what they called the black national anthem. That's what Mark Cuban was doing.
Well, exactly. But unfortunately, it's this kind of thing that begins to pervade. The national anthem really should be the thing that everybody can rally around. And when you start with the premise that America's bad, then you start falling down that hill very, very quickly.
Yeah, and if you don't want to play our national anthem, then just for the heck of it, play My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Right, yeah. Some people, America the Beautiful, that kind of thing.
No, I said My Country, 'Tis of Thee. I'm going back to the British reference as well as God, what is it, God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen.
Yeah, that's their national anthem. Play that.
Yeah.
Let them hear what that's all about.
Yep. But again, just even the notion that it's divisive, actually, by saying stuff like that, you actually divide people more, as opposed to educating people about what the United States is really all about.
All right. Amazon's bigger than God, right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No, but I'm just making the statement. Yeah. They're trying to get into everything. Well, Amazon yesterday is engaged in talks about starting up a brick-and-mortar pharmacy in a neighborhood near you across America. But I'll go one step further. You know what I've heard?
What's that?
They're going to set themselves up like the IKEA stores.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, around the country.
Very interesting.
Now, the thing of it is, somebody said, well, that's going to ruin their delivery. I said, no, it's not, because they won't keep a full supply of stock there. People will still wind up having to deliver stuff.
Well, right. Well, I think anybody who's visited Amazon recently, they'll see as well that they have a thing about delivering prescriptions. But this has actually had an effect out there, Captain, of the other brick-and-mortar pharmacies, Walgreens, CVS Health, Rite Aid. Their shares actually began to fall on Wednesday on the reports that Amazon was going to be, that they're looking at this. There's no timetable yet, but they are looking into this.
Yeah. Yep. And in case you haven't heard the news, coming out of Michigan, a Michigan journalist claims that Governor Whitmer and her administration's nursing home death count could be 100% higher than was previously reported.
Well, I mean, that is just terrible and horrible, and it mirrors, of course, very much so what we saw happening in New York under Cuomo. And the information that came in so far after the fact about the numbers of deaths. This is terrible.
Yeah, here comes the music, so don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to come back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2 for the evening, and we'll check and see what's going on, see if there's been any changes. And, yes, there has been some changes. The fog's gotten bigger. We still got the bad weather to talk about in Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri, so we'll get into all that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or to the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, hey, Donna Fiducia there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning in the great old state of Georgia. The big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us. Tell them you were listening to me, the Captain's America Third Watch, on the radio, talking about them on my radio show. That's all it takes. And then join the Drivers Club while you're there. They got a kiosk right there at the Flying J and the Pilot where you can go in there and you can sign right up and join it right on the spot. All righty, here we go again. It's a blackberry smoke kind of night. Mary Smoke, Kyle would think of that one.
I like that one a lot. I mean, that is really catchy, and that's from an album called The Whippoorwill.
Yeah.
And back from 2012.
Yeah, yeah. And they're a group that's on the move. They've been doing a lot of opening for a lot of different country groups and whatnot, but Blackberry Smoke, we'll be playing them again here in the not-too-distant future. All righty. Well, Kyle, we got to take a look at the weather. I'm going to read the big old statement that's out here in front of me because there has been a change in the weather. A regional outbreak of severe thunderstorms is expected across the central Great Plains through tonight. Now, severe thunderstorms may bring strong EF2 tornadoes in some of these areas. We saw some of them, watches and warnings yesterday. They kind of dodged the bullet yesterday, but 2 days in a row is usually unusual in this kind of weather. Intense damaging winds and very large hail possible. Further east, severe thunderstorms are also possible for portions of Virginia all the way to Maine, with mainly a damaging wind threat being the big issue. Now, some record high temperatures are possible today across the east. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Quiet out west mostly tonight, but we are continuing to track a flood warning in the Missoula, Montana area. Of course, that's along I-90, the Clark Fork River, that is, above Missoula, is flooding, we understand. Flood stage is 7.5 feet. It's expected to rise above that stage. It was expected to rise on Wednesday night, so obviously an ongoing issue there. Be very careful if you're coming through the Missoula area tonight. Also down in Idaho Falls, looks like we have a frost advisory. This along Interstate 15, so be careful because it'll be cold.
Well, if you're taking your trip along the northern part of the U.S. tonight, 94 north, especially if you're anywhere from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan all the way across to Duluth, Minnesota, to Moorhead, Minnesota, and beyond over there towards the Montana-Wyoming line way up there along the Canadian border, you've got a frost warning and a freeze warning up there right on the Canadian line up there in some areas. By the way, the same as for Maine up there, northern Maine. And also tonight, we can see that the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is definitely going to be chilly, as things have. And looks like across central New York State, from what we call the Mohawk Valley over towards north of Syracuse, Pulaski to Watertown, you're going to have a frost advisory warning up there, too. But we do have some severe weather, which is still in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, the eastern half of Kansas, moving into Missouri over as far as Columbia on I-70, and it consists of heavy rain, severe thunderstorm warnings and watches. We've also got flood watches and warnings in that area, flash flood, stream advisories for where you could be driving down the road, and all of a sudden here comes the water over the road. Again, turn around, don't drown. Turn around, don't drown. Even if you're in a semi, stop at least and check the situation out. You may have to get out of the truck altogether, because 6 inches of water can move a darn fire truck. It can move a semi. So there you go. And fog, lots of it. Southern Illinois, southwestern corner of Ohio, most of Kentucky. Let's see, from about Memphis, Tennessee, and on down towards right there in Alabama and Mississippi, all the way across to Knoxville, Tennessee, and on up I-65 into Kentucky, fog. So there you go. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget, everybody, that the Flying J is the one that brings you Flying J and Pilot, these Truckers Highway and Byway Reports. Join the Drivers Club today. Get the points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store. Kyle, see you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty, there you go. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Okay, let's go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, there's a lot of things that have happened since we talked earlier in the day when I sent you the talking points, so to speak. Number one, we've got another person that died in California. So the death toll is 9 plus the shooter, total of 10.
Correct.
And that's a shame, a real, real, real shame. And the other thing is, the Senate last night passed a bill requiring the Biden administration to declassify intelligence on the COVID-19 origins.
Yes. So I guess it has to go to the House next. But there, I think at least one of the committees on the Senate has seen some of the classified material. They have not seen all of it, and that is what Senator Hawley, I think, is the one that introduced the bill.
Right.
So it's going to be a shot across the bow to the intelligence communities to cough it up. They demand that that everybody in America has the ability to see what it is that the intelligence community, meaning all agencies that have fingerprints on this, has. But what's more disturbing is that the Biden administration will not commit to any kind of consequence to China. None. Zero. Now there's a big dispute too, because somebody at the State Department ordered the team under Pompeo. There was a team that was assembled at the State Department to investigate this. Somebody ordered that team to be disbanded. And now, in order to, after the Biden administration got caught doing that, Biden comes out, his White House comes out and says, well, we've ordered the intelligence communities to relook at this and give us a report in 90 days. So, why terminate one to create another, I guess is my big question.
Yeah, that's very true. And again, when you talk about all of this, you've got to enter into the mix that we're always talking politics here when we talk about something like that. They can't just not just lay the facts out there. I mean, we've had so many people die in this country and around the world. We need to know. Okay, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. And your list stations get a chance to play their commercials and all that. And I'll be back after Kathy tells you how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.